Excuse me just a minute, Mr. Corley.
My bed.
Good night, Cedric. What are we saying? Poor Hendrick, he does have such a hard time of it.
Oh, I don't know. I guess kids are the same the world over.
You've traveled a lot, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
I wonder if I'll ever get away from this. Go places. See things. Dance in beautiful ballrooms. I guess the nearest I'll ever get to a New York cabaret is the wrong end of the radio.
Oh, you can't tell. Stranger things have happened. Perhaps.
Perhaps what?
Hello, Marianne.
Oh, hello, Dick. You remember Mr. Corliss, don't you?
Yes. Well, hello, Doctor.
Well, how's the family?
Oh, fine. Dick, I wish you'd run in and get Laura out here. The poor kid's been indoors all day. Do you mind?
No, I'll bring her out.
How would you like to take a little walk, Mr. Corliss?
There's nothing I'd rather do than take a walk.
Hello, Marianne. What to do?
Oh, hello, Wade. Mr. Corliss, Mr. Trumbull.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you. You're a stranger around here, aren't you?
Well, I was, but the Madison family have been so kind to me that they've made me feel very much at home.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Mr. Corliss is going to build a factory in town, Wade.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, indeed. I hope it does great things for the town.
Well, I hope it really gets built.
And what do you mean?
Well, nothing. Only there's been a lot of people going to build factories around here.
Oh, I see. Well, I think you'll get one this time.
That's good.
We're going for a walk, Wade. Here's Laura now. Hello, Wade.
Hello.
I'm going to show Mr. Corliss your garden, Angel. Really, Mr. Corliss, Laura does the most marvelous things with flowers. They're just too beautiful. Please be careful. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go back and say goodnight. Then I'll get rid of them. And you come back in half an hour.
I'll be back.
I hate to talk business, Marianne. But I also hate to see your father lose a chance to make a fortune. All his friends are perfectly willing to put up their money as soon as he says the proposition is all right.
What can I do to help you, Val? I'll do anything you say.
It's going to mean a lot to you, too.
Well, I know.
Travel. Sea life. Columbus. No, but seriously. If you can get your father to sign this paper, you'll never have to worry about another thing as long as you live.
Well, I know how to handle father. You just leave it to me.
I'd like to leave a lot of things to you.
Come on, young man.
Scared?
Oh, not a bit. Why should I be when I'm going to be your wife?
Well, say, listen. I've got a great idea. Instead of getting married here, we'll...
Oh, but...
Now, you know perfectly well that eloping couples never get married in the hometown.
I'm so happy. I don't care where we get married. Are you happy too, Val?
Am I? Do I look it?